Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, the halacha topic from Daf Ches in Maseches Psachim is a topic that even those who are familiar with many of the halachas of Pesach, the details of this topic, some may not be familiar with. And that is there a requirement to check one's porch and courtyard for chametz? Question, where do we have this in the daily daf? The Gemara Ches Amid Aleph told us, 7 lines from the top, Chotzer Eina Tzricha Bedika, Mipneisha Arvin Mitsuyim Sham, that there is no requirement to do bedika in one's courtyard. In those days, as we know from Maseches Erevin quite well, what a chatzer is, we had a couple of houses that would open into a shared courtyard. If I share an area with somebody, both of us might be chayiv to do bedika. So in such a case, the Gemara says you don't need to do bedika. Why? The birds are going to eat the food. If we just had this Gemara, then it would seem to be a very shut case. And that is that since there are birds, there is no reason to worry that there's going to be chametz on Pesach, because the Gemara says we assume that there's an umdana, that birds are going to come. From here is a raya, that not only in New York City do they have pigeons, even in Ramat Beit Shemesh have it, but even in Surim, Pumbedisa, in Bavel, they have the pigeons as well, that would come and eat the chametz, or the, for that matter, birds also. Orvim are literally ravens. Before we show the exceptions to this rule, let's of course give the appropriate place in the Shulchan Aruch where we have this halacha. You don't need meat for this. You could find it through the Ein Mishpat. And Simin Tav Lamed Gimel, Siv Vav, the Mechaber Paskins. Refesh Shel Bakar, the corral of cattle. Ein Atzarach Bedika, does not need Bedika. Shema Yasham Chametz, HaBehemis Yochluhu. If there would be chametz here, the animals would eat it. V'chein lul shel tarnigol and chicken coop. Ein etzarach bedikam neishah sham chametz. Tarnigol michu. V'chein emtza shel chatzer. Ein etzarach bedika. Shema yisham chametz ha'ar. V'mushar ofos ha'metzuyim sham. The lashon of the mechaber is meduyuk. You don't need specifically ravens or pigeons. In general, there are arvim mushar ofos ha'metzuyim sham yochluhu. It's a habitat where there aren't birds that would eat the chametz, it would probably be a different halacha. Vahani mili, here the Mechaber adds the following. Misfek chametz, aval vadai chametz lo. So here is the very, very important exception, that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Smak, and he paskins this way, the halacha, that the only time we evoke this rule is if there is a suffek chametz. But if there's certainly chametz, then this halacha would not apply. Our Gemara said beferish you don't need to do bedika. So according to these Rishonim, presumably we'll have to say that our Gemara was only talking about a suffix. So here we could already come to bottom line number one, halacha lamaisa. If a person only has a suffix that there is chametz in a particular area, if that area has a din of a chatzar and is not his house, of course we know that there's a chiyuv bedika on any place, mokum shemachnisim bo chametz, even if it's a suffix. But if it's outside where animals or birds will eat the chametz, then there isn't a requirement according to the psak of the mechaber. There is the position of a Ramah who's even more lenient, although most poskim do not paskin like this Ramah. Bottom line, then, that emerges is the following. One's courtyard. If you don't know for sure that chametz is there, how you are magdir a suffix, we will leave open right now. But if there's a legitimate suffix that could very well be that there's been no chametz that is there at all, we'll define that phenomenon a little bit more precisely as we go on. And there would not be a chiyuv of bedika. We mentioned the porch as well, because the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of Rav Eliashiv that not only does this apply to a courtyard, but a porch as well. Here in Israel, it's quite common. People who do not have backyards, many will have porches. So a porch, Rav Eliashiv said, that's not covered. So then in such a case, it would have the din of a chatzer as well. And if it's not clear that there's chametz there, so then in such a case, it would not be required bedika. This is a very, very important leniency that people should be aware of. The Ramah himself, as we mentioned, the Ramah is not accepted by most poskim and not the approach of the Mishnah Berurah, but the Ramah rejects the Mechaber when he says this only applies if there's a Safek Chametz. He says the same should apply even if there's Vadai Chametz. Who says that our Gemara was only talking about Safek Chametz? If the animals have the ability to eat it,
and the birds to eat it, and we follow that umdana. As I will bring out, I have a Maisa Shahaya that really substantiates the umdana of the Gemara. As the Ramah, then that would apply even if you know for sure that there was once chametz over there. The words of the Ramah are the following, same place. Taflam and Gimel Vav, Avala, come on. Ramah asks, but later on the Mechaber himself contradicts himself. Simen Taf Mem Hesiv Gimel Mavor Demut LaHashel Chametz B'Makom Shofos Mitzuyim, that you're allowed to throw chametz to your animals as long as it's a little bit before the Zman Isur, because at the end of the day the animals will eat it up and you don't have to worry about the Isur. So the Ramah seems to be driving at the fact that you don't even have to be. Say that we're talking about a case of Safik Chametz, even Vadei Chametz, we rely on the power of the birds to be able to eat up the Chametz. Maven Yavin, we know the Makar for Alfred Hitchcock. As we mentioned, though, this position of the Ramah is not the standard approach of even most Ashkenazic poskim. The Be'er HaGola responds to this question, and the Mishneh Berurah quotes this approach as well, that it could very well be that the Mechaber was only being makel if you're giving your own chametz to a bird and throwing it out to a makom hefker. If you're throwing it out to a makom hefker, that would be fine if there are birds over there. But he never meant to be so lenient to throw it in to your own rishos, a vadei chametz, and then to rely on the yumdana that the birds are going to eat it up. So here is an expansion of the kula, however, that some reject and say it does not apply to the case of Vadei Chametz, only Safek Chametz. What qualifies as Safek Chametz? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkatan Chav Zayin gives us another leniency. He says Safek does not only mean you're not sure whether your kids took Chametz out there or not. You're not sure. You don't know. You know for sure that you didn't. Says the Mishneh Berurah, that's not what it means in Sifkatan Chav Zayin. He quotes a machlokis between the Magen Avram and the Nesivos HaMishpat in his Sefer Mekor Chaim. Magen Avram says, we have no reason to believe that within 30 days chametz had been left there, but more than 30 days ago chametz was there, then there's already a safek that it was eaten by the birds. And therefore on that safek, you could definitely rely on the umdana that within the last 30 days, it was eaten by the animals. The Mekor Chaim is even more lenient. Even though we paskin like the Mechaber who says Safek Chametz is going to be only time that we could rely on the birds, that would mean Safek Chametz, that you know that Chametz was there before the night of the 14th, but you're not sure if it was taken away by animals, by your kids, by the wind. If you're not sure that it was still there by the night of the 14th, then it's already Safek Chametz. And on the tzad, that there's still Chametz there, so then you could rely on the fact that between now, the night of the 14th, and Pesach, the birds are going to eat it. This is what seems to emerge from the position of the Mekor Chaim in the Mishneh Berurah. And the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tov Mem Gimel Sif Katan Hey seems to be like the Mekor Chaim. However, in the Sharetzin, Siman Tov Samach Hey Sif Katan Gimel seems to be closer to the Magen Avraham. But we see, certainly, if the Chametz that you know of was only brought there more than a month ago, so then in such case, and you're not sure if it's there, lots of things happen between now and a month ago, animals, rain, wind, snow, cats, all of those things make it a suffix, and therefore, in such a case, if there is any type of suffix that it might not be there, then you could rely on the umdana of the ofos. So even within the shita of the Mechaber, we see that there is room to be makil, even if you're quite sure there was once chametz there. If you're really not sure if the chametz is still there, then one could be makil as well. If this Heter in the Gemara seems to be far-fetched to you, I have a fascinating story, L'didi Hava Uvda, and then let's see the application of the Gemara itself, and then try to calculate how we would approach it, halacha l'maisa. Baruch Hashem, my beautiful children, when they were young, if you have children that are energetic and lebedic, and sometimes even slightly defiant, don't worry, they can grow up to fantastic older children. We definitely need guidance as parents, but children eventually do grow up if they get the appropriate love and nurturing. They could grow up and use those same kochos that were challenging when they were in the terrible twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes, and some of us, for us, it went through even later. Eventually, they'll grow out of one of those behaviors. So one of my children who fell into that category was less than a week before Pesach, and my wife had given the children a treat on Shabbos before Pesach, and I think the children navigated away from the chametz zone, and they ended up in the backyard, and it was some type of chametz, like pretzels or cookies, I don't remember what it was, but it was chametz gomur, and one of the children decided to take a bag that was full of crumbs and to spread it all out on the backyard. That Friday night, as we sat down for the Shabbos meal, we knew we had our work cut out for us. Hundreds, if not thousands, of tiny pieces of pretzel and cookies all over the area of the backyard. Please refer to the daily halacha from Daf Beis if there's a requirement to get rid of crumbs. I think even here, there might have even been pieces as well. Mention those who are machmir, even if there are crumbs. And here it's even worse. Here you know the crumbs are standing in front of you. The whole backyard has this shade of brown throughout. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us the Friday night miracle, the gilgul of the birds, maybe, of the midbar that ate the man that had been left out. And we woke up Shabbos morning. We heard chirping, we saw quite a few birds, and every single crumb was gone. At least that's what it seemed, just from a simple survey of the backyard. The brown disappeared, the birds had eaten everything, and the green of the grass reappeared. So first of all, we see the description of our Gemara. In that case, it was even avadai chametz. We see right away the birds had eaten almost, it seemed, at almost everything. What would you say in regards to now, whether there's a chiyuv of bedika afterwards? There was vadai chametz there. It seems that the birds did get to it. Can one rely on the birds? So certainly, according to the Makor Chaim, one can most definitely say that the area is no longer a makom sheyesh bo chametz. Obviously, one has to ask the question whether that area in general was a makom shemachnisim bo chametz, and whether we knew whether there was other chametz there beforehand. But here, for sure, there was an umdana de muchach that the birds had eaten it, and l'chura, according to the Makor Chaim, there would be no chiyuv to check the chatzar at all, unless there was other reason to believe that there was vadai chametz there. According to the Magen Avraham, since it took place a week before Pesach, in such a case, there would be a requirement to check the area. I would add halacha lemaisa, even though the Makor Chaim is mekel, even though there is a Beferish Gemara, if there's reason to believe that there was chametz in the backyard, then in such a case, there is a requirement of bedika. However, this might be another sniff to be mekel, that if you have no reason to believe that there's any vadai chametz there, once upon a time you ate there a while ago, and the only chshash you have is crumbs, certainly you could be mitztaref. The shitas that we had presented on Daf Beis, which is based on Gemara and Daf Vav, that says pirurin don't have a requirement of bedika altogether, and certainly apply that in this instance where people eat out in the backyard. It's not their machnes chametz. A little bit of chametz might have fallen onto the floor. We now see there are two rationales to be mekel. Number one, you have the birds. And number two, all it was pirurim, and you didn't have any chiyuv, according to many, in the first place, except if there is a legitimate concern, shema yavo la'achla, and it could be v'amevin yavin, that the birds would even remove the chshash of Shema Yavo La'achla, because there isn't any chametz there. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the exciting topic that emerges from Daf Ches.